One night is Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, you have Kamal Tavelis and Yom Kippur, you have Kamal five different things. There's Isser, Achila Vishtiya, there's Isser to eat and drink something, there's Isser Sicha to anoint something, there's Isser Chita, Isser to wash something, Isser Neil for sandal, put on shoes, Isser Tashmish for Mita. Five different Isser. Now, most of them, the Isser are known, but to explain one of them, the Isser of Sicha, the Isser of to anoint oneself. So, first, what is the Isser Sicha? So the Mechaber writes in Tavkuf and Dalad Sif Tazvav, Sicha is Ein Asura El Shaltaining. The Isser of Sicha is only something you enjoy. Nichol and Sicha says in Mishabura is lavdafka after any oils. With anything, any oil, any soap, any alcohol, any hair tonic, cream or ointment, all these things are usur, because it's Sicha, it's anointing to get pleasure out of it. And when the Mechaber ends off, Avam Mish Yishlei Chototim Bereisha is someone who has sores in his head. The law is soch kedakev in a chayshish. If it's for a four, you have something, a pain in your head, a sores in your head, it's mutter than ochshash. Therefore, the place can say, lav dafka, any chatotim bereshay, but any pain you have, the nechomas yisrael brings down, for example, you have chapped lips, they're cut, you can put on any chapstick you want, you have your hands are cut, you'll have to put on any cream you want, or let's say if you don't put on cream, it'll get very itchy, you'll have to put it on, or you want to put on any cream or ointment so you should not have any bugs bite you. These things are mutter. Or even a sunburn, you lap on these creams, because it's not l'shem tining, it's all l'shem refuah, because things are hurting you, and you're putting it on, so something should not hurt you. So again, sicha is also only l'shem tining, however, l'shem refuah is mutter.
I have a sun pen.
So, to put on?
You want to get a pen, so it's a pleasure.
But you're putting on this, it should not hurt you?
They put it on, they should get a pen, it's supposed to burn.
We should not go get a tan on Tisha B'Av, sounds like, but... If you're doing it, it shouldn't hurt you. So, lav dafka even after it hurts you, but... You're not doing it on tanning.
You're doing it...
If you're going to the
kaisel,
so you don't want to hurt. You're going to the kaisel, right? Therefore, you can get burned to get hurt. So you're putting on, you shouldn't get hurt. Same thing, you're putting on cream, your hands shouldn't itch. Well, it should be the same thing. Not doing else tiny, but it should not hurt. So what about something in between that's not before, that's not tiny? Can you put on something? The Isser is sikha, to anoint, to put on. Same thing, anything, lav dafka, any ointment, cream, I quote Ida's words, hair tonic, I don't know what that is even, but oil, soap, alcohol, anything. Yeah, anything putting it on. That's it. So what about putting on deodorant? So first, I mentioned last week, putting on deodorant during the 9 days is motor, so come swarm. However, this week I see in the Chomes Yisrael, he says his Yedid Nefesh, Ravina, wrote to Chaim Pnevsky about deodorant during the 9 days. He wrote back it's Osir, during the 9 days. So why it's Osir, I can't figure out. If it's Al-Sikha, there's no use to Sikha at all during the 9 days. If it's because he maybe assumed that when you put on deodorant, if you put it very close, you feel wetness. It's Nichol Isser Rechitza. However, the loch is on Tisha B'Av, they can take even a damp shmato that's not to Efe Mas Latviach, wipe your face. It's more portion of Mechaber that says Mutter, take a damp shmato that's not, again, that it will touch you, and when you touch it afterwards, it won't come wet. It's Mutter on Tisha B'Av. So why should the deodorant be also? So the only reason I thought maybe is that the guy wrote him May Baisam, which is the deodorant in Hebrew means water, perfume water, and he did not know what deodorant was. And May Baisam, water meant to wash yourself. He thought it was water to wash. He didn't really understand what deodorant was. It's the only reason I can think why he asked it. Otherwise, I have no idea why he asked it. What?
He held deodorant was
tanning. No, but even tanning, again, during the 9 days we're talking about. Uh-huh. 9 days, there's no Issa Sikha. There's not ecstasy.
There's no Issa
Rechitza. There's not Rechitza over here. There's no Rechitza going on over here. There's no Sikha going on over here. So, you're allowed to put on perfume during the 9 days. I put on perfume. The national put on perfume, there's no Issa. So why ask that? I would assume, again, you don't say that. Some of the guy wrote May Baisim, he didn't know. They wrote they asked Shlomo Zalman about the deodorant. So the guy who's writing it says when he asked him, he didn't know exactly what deodorant was, never heard about it. So Shlomo Zalman didn't hear, could be Chaim Wilson didn't hear about it. Could be, oh, this wrote May Baisim. May Baisim is water. Ken Zayn, I'm not sure. But that's, so the 9 day should be mutter. I don't hear any sword to answer it. What about on Tisha B'Av itself? Is it mutter or is it answer? So first, what about Sicha to Lahavir Zuma? Take away sweat, is that mutter? So last week we said, Telahav is zumo, take away sweat, and uchitza is mutter. That's the Mishabur. Paskin, take away sweat, which is mutter. What about Sicha? So, on Sicha, on Tisha B'Av. The Mechitza on Tisha B'Av to take away sweat is mutter. What about Sicha? So, in Tov Reish Yudalud, the Mechaba says in Yom Kippur that not only is Sicha also, but even Lahavir is a Zumo, it's also. Take away Zumo on Yom Kippur is also. The Mechaba in Ilchus Avelis writes that Sicha is also by Novel, but Lahavir is a Zumo is mutter. So Mechaba by Avelis says Sicha is mutter, and to take away sweat. And the Mechaba by Yom Kippur says Sicha is also take away sweat. The Maravam explains why Sicha is worse than Mechitza, because Sicha is more of a tiny than Mechitza, even though Mechitza, everyone agrees, is more take away sweat. But with Sicha, by Yom Kippur, we're Machma, and by an Oval, we're Mekel. What about Tisha B'Av? So Mechaba here is blank, he says nothing. Therefore, says Mat Yehuda, V'yachal Leib, Torah Eschaim, this Paskin, that this didn't like Yom Kippur, and just like Yom Kippur, is Sicha is also to take away sweat. Who didn't, by Tisha B'Av, is to take away sweat, Al Sicha. Says the Bialacha, he quotes the Mati Yehuda, he says, no, you're wrong. Lufize aposhit lahavir zazuma mutter. Bialacha says, take away sweat, al tzichel is mutter, and that's how even the Sradim, Kavachayim Paskins, all the Poskim Paskin, like this Mishavua, lahavir zazuma is like an oval and not like Yom Kippur. Why? Because a Tishbav or an oval is the Abon Lebetzim, and Yom Kippur is more Chomer, the Reisah, and it says in Mishavua that this halacha is dima to an oval, and lahavir zazuma is mutter. So now, once we have this sheet of Mishavua of Paskins, Lahavir Sezumo, take away sweat is mutter, what about the deodorant? So again, we mentioned last week that the Moshe El, Lahavir Sezumo, by taking a shower, is mutter, the Moshe, right, of the Paskin afterwards. Why? Stop, you take away for sweat, it's not Tainug. Taking away sweat is not for Tainug. Therefore, it's brought down, the Ravida writes in the Tisha B'Av, he says, the Shetosa, you can put on the deodorant on Tisha B'Av itself. And it's brought down in the Chumash Sol, he brings down a Moshe also in another Sefer that says that Moshe held, you're allowed to put on deodorant during the night, on Tisha B'Av itself, L'shitas, like you hold Zeya, you're allowed to do a Chitza, and who didn't, you're allowed to do Sichel and take away the sweat. The Lashon of Eider is L'havir Zumo, take away the sweat that's there, that means deodorant, antiperspirant, that means you should not get sweat. This Lashon of, they bring down from a Moshe, that his Lashon is even not to get sweat off, that also you're allowed to put on deodorant. So again, so the order of the coin to Lahavir Zumo is mutter, the Mishavua says. And again, a Moshe and a Raid and all this say it's mutter, not like a real, it's mutter. However, according to what we mentioned last week, the Chaim Knievsky holds, Lahavir Zumo means someone who's a machlo shalzeya, someone who has mamish sweating away. So Lahura over here also, Lahavir Zumo and the Mishavua must be someone who's dafka machlo shalzeya. And that's how it's brought down this in Korelitz, in the Korelai Moid. He says, during the 9 days, mutter. And he writes in parentheses, below Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, we cannot put on the deodorant. L'chura Huda should be the Svar of Chaim Knievsky, you'll hold that way also. They should not put on during the 9 days. But again, the Americans, they have a Vida Sefer, they open all the cameras follow a Vida, and I think it's Makubal America, they do put on the deodorant. And the Issid of Shlomo Zalman, so he said, it depends. If Ezra Echra, Tiachav is next year, it's not nice, you should put on the deodorant. However, if not, you know, Mikat is Mutter, but still for one day, it's Kedai not to put on, and you should feel the Cholopox and some Avelis. Fine.
Is it worse to be the shell of Kol or
according to the Mati Yehuda, yeah, he holds that if Rechit have a head to the Sikh, you don't. That's when Bialach brings down this Mati Yehuda and other Paiskim, but he holds not that way. And again, Yom Kippur, we see the same Alach. Yom Kippur is sweating, the Alach is Mechaba holds, take a Rechit and not Sikh. You have to know what Lahavir Zuma means, but you should wash yourself and not anoint yourself. So again, so Sikh, Basim is Asr, any type of Sikh. However, the Refu is Mutter, Lahavir is Zuma. By Yom Kippur is also by Tisha B'Av and Velis is mutter, and therefore L'chura putting on the deodorant again the Moshe Vayder says clearly it's mutter and the Archolkim. Another lacha that's miyuchad for Tisha B'Av and for Velis is an isser in the Gemara Tanya Davlamin. This isser of Limud Torah, a person cannot learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. The reason is as Rashi there says, or as Mashman the way in the Gemara, the Kuda Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev. Torah in and of itself makes a person happy. So, just to explain what that means, I think learning the Dorim, in Ashutzim it says that a person makes a neder against somebody that cannot use any of his chvatzim, he can't use anything of his own. The Mishnah says he cannot use in the city, the whole anything in the city of Oseir is Oser. Anything that the Zayin Tuvayir has control over is Oser. Says the Mishnah, for example, you can't use a bathhouse. For example, you can't use a chavo, the table, the svarim. These things you cannot use based knesses because you're shut up in it, and you use it, you're having enough from this thing. The Beis Yosef, for example, the Rashba, to use svarim that someone says also l'shtamish b'li yushos makes a neder against is mutter. Why? Because mitzvah lav lohan desnitnu. As the Mishnah says svarim also when you make a neder, He's not going to use the word Svarim in the Mishnah. Takes out the word Svarim in the Mishnah. Echnami, a person writes, Ochel Shtamis might be a Segzelo, but Al Tz'is a Neder, Al Tz'is a Neder, you have no Korech to Aser. Mitzvah Al Nodithin, who purist is a Mitzvah, and you're having an offer from it.
What do you mean
Aser? What?
You don't mean
Aser. Okay, if you don't mean that. Some people do. It depends. So again, the Rashba holds that Svarim Besim is you can't ask a sefer, and that's what he says, brings it down. Lalochi doesn't pass away. However, if you look in the Rishonim, in the Gemara in Dorim, the Rashi, Rosh, Tosis, the Rif, Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, the Mugiyosa, the Rambam, the Ben Avram, and the Harel, those 10 Rishonim already, they all say they have the Gersa Svarim, they write when they write the Mishnah over, they say the word Svarim, they all say you're not allowed to have enough in the sefer. Either the Rashba's Kasha, Mitzvah, Lav, Lahan, Sitnu. So the way how the Taz answers, or Ben Avram and Ahar, the Issus Kasha, they answer with the aside that Torah of Etzem's words are Ikat Tzivoy, the Ikat Tzivoy Lima Torah is Kedei Letzar HaEmes, Lesanig, Lahonis Bemado, Lesmech Lvavay Lesichloi. The Ikat Tzivoy to learn Torah is to know the truth, to have pleasure and enough in the knowledge, and to have Besimcha Belev in the intellect. Kedeksiv, Bekudei Hashem Yishor, Mesam Chilev. Mishum Hachi Oval Os Likus B'Torah B'Nivim Ksuvim. Ben Avraham Nahar says, since the whole tzivoy of Torah is to be besimcha with it, to enjoy it, to come to reach the emes, that itself is a simcha. Therefore, the iser for an oval to learn Torah. B'Pnei Hemet Shemesamcha Libay Al Karchoi. Torah B'Metzias is a mesmech person against the world. Hilchah L'Shaych L'Meimah Mitzvah Talmud Lindit L'Hanas. If it can say the Rashi B'Tayno, why should Ikka Mitzvah Hi Ano V'Sanag B'Mashem Masig Meivim B'Limudoy? The Ikka Ano and the Tainik is what a person reaches to understand his limud. So Torah Be'etzem, the tzivor of a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to reach the emes, and when you reach the emes, you feel the accomplishment of the Ano or the closeness of Torah, and you have Ano, you have Metzias Ano. Taz says a little bit differently, but Be'etzem you say this, Torah is Mesamech a person Bakar Choy. Because when you reach the emes and you search for the emes, Be'etzem come closer and you is Ataris of Sveikis, and you know what to do. Be'etzem there's Simcha in it. Therefore, there's an Isser of Lima Atayra on Tishwav because it's a Mesamecha person. The Isser of Lima Atayra, the Gemara says, is Dafka things that are a Mesamecha person. However, Dvam Aroim, things that are bad, is Mutter. Yirmiyah, the Dvam Aroim, Eicha, Kinnens. So the Farshim, they clear a Hakira. Nachmina Loch, I'm not sure what there is. I mean, there is, but not really to anyone here. They clear a Shiloh. What's pshat in the Isselim HaTorah and Tishvav? Is pshat, there is no chiv at all to learn Tishvav. There's no chiv at all. There's mamish 364 days of a year, you have a chiv to learn. On Tishvav, you have no chiv to learn. But you have a right to learn Dvar Meroim, you have a het to learn Dvar Meroim. Or Fakarik, the Etzem, you have to learn 365 days a year. You have to learn every single day. On Tishvav, you cannot learn Dvar Meroim. So you learn Dvar Meroim, you learn bad things. The Etzem, you have a chiv to learn Torah on Tishvav. Again, is the Yavchiv to learn on Tisha B'Av? Well, no, Hatamakam Yachiv is to Dvar Meroim, or you have no Chiv at all, you can do whatever you want. A Vada person should learn, and you should learn Dvar Meroim, but you have no Chiv to learn on Tisha B'Av. So the Ritva on Mari Kotin, on Daf Tezvav, brings down the Gemara in Sukkah that says, an oval is Chayiv, B'kol HaMitzvahs, Chutz Mei Tefillin, except for Tefillin. In fact, the Ritva, I, is Chayiv in Torah, is Chayiv in Torah also, Pot in Torah, he's part in Torah. So what you should answer, you should have answered, that is, what? Erech Nami Yevechiv with Dvar Meroim. He doesn't answer that. He says, Chutz, which is Ovaz Chai B'chol Mitzvahs. Chutz Mei Tefillin, he answers, Chutz Lav Dafka. Well, Chutz Lav Dafka, Be'erech Nami, just like you're a potter in Tefillin, who are you part in Torah? Therefore, I saw Shlom Zalman brings it down, four different Svarim bring down Shlom Zalman, each one Istim, and he says, Israel, that an oval is potter, an oval and on Tishvul, there's no chi limra Torah, it's brought down the Licha Shlomo, it's brought down the Mincha Shlomo, and Alei Eloyibol, and the Kuntus Meir Koin, each one of Shlom Zalman told, and said, there's no chi limra Torah on Tishvul. This Ritva. It's not only Ritva, best we look at the Masugi Marikot of Chavalov, there's Rashi over there, it's Rambano over there, it's Miri, and all seem to say the same thing. There is no chi limra Torah on Tisha B'Av. Sorry? Well, Ovid Chai B'Chol Mitzvah Chut Mitzvah, since there's no Chiv. That means no Chiv. Well, why should a Chai person when you can't do something? What does that mean? Why Chai? No, there's a pasuk pe'er. Besides the pe'er, a person can put on. The first day is the raisa, you don't put on. Better, we all machmir after we bury a person. We all machmir on tefillin like meritas. But better love in the whole that way. We hold the whole day. He's potter with the raisa available to the raisa first day. Don't put on tefillin. Sorry. Yeah, but then. Yeah, the before the chiyuv is to learn Torah. One's vishnatabla v'necha, one's v'gisabai. V'gisabai l'chor shun pater, vishnatabla v'necha. So the chelik that you have to hold now, the other part. Vishnatabla v'necha, v'chai yichai v'kol tarah kula now, right now there's an oinus, or like a Reuven in the Dom Nafcha says not the way that. But it's a chiv, when you learn this, no chiv in the other part. You come, it's calling the mitzvah, it's on the mitzvah. I think he's saying that v'chai on the mitzvah, the Reuven. I remember, Nafcha. Right, it can't be. Doesn't have any svar to it. That the bechura, when you learn this, no chiv on that. That's the chiv yidistar to learn this chelik, not all the chelik. Fine. The meritats also, when the achronim, he says yes, the kasha hachem rabbanon mevatel chiv talmud torah. Yes, it's kasha. He wants to say mekayim kriyish moshachas of arvus, but from the fact that yes, it's kasha hachem mevatel torah on Tisha B'av on Avol, sees again he holds that there is no chiv be'etzem of leaving our Torah on Tisha B'av. Void the Shmuel Aleka brings down for the Goyim in Hilchos Smachos Simcha Vav that a person should not make brichas Torah on Tisha B'av. We do, but he says not to, because no chiv leaving our Torah. There's no chiv at all leaving our Torah on Tisha B'av. So again, we have the Goyim and we show him, and that's how the Kavachayim paskins, the Erech Hashulchan, the Sfaradi paskins, the Shulchan Gvoya, the Mati Yehuda, they all seem to paskin. There's no chiv at all leaving our Torah on Tisha B'av. Fine. Well, the Shmuel Aleka argues on him, but the Shmuel Aleka argues. I'm just, these are the people who said no chiyuv. We'll get to the other side. I'm asking. We make brachas when does the chiyuv not? Because al tavarim roim, or we say v'rech Hashem v'shmecha el tavarim. I'm sorry. Yeah. Those things we do say brachas, but the goyim says not to. They have a cash on the goyim, but the goyim says not to. Sorry. On some brach, no, with mice we end up saying Torah. We say Kriyishma, we do say Yivrach, or we say. Even when Dvar Moroim, it sounds like you don't have to make a bracha. Sounds like. You could hold that learning Dvar Moroim is not Nechon Torah, no Dvar Moroim is Derech Musa, not Derech Torah. You have to know how the Goyim are learning it. The whole letter Dvar Moroim can learn, it's like when you're davening, it's best Mekhan Mitzvah Tvila, not Mekhan Mitzvah Torah. Let's say Kavanah for Torah. But it seems to be Mishavua that way. The Mishavua says, we don't say Volatzim, we end of davening we say Atah Kodesh. So he says the reason why we say Atah Kodesh, we don't say Lo Yomu Shu Bepichu Bim Tzarecha. That why he says V'Oyd Also Divrei Torah V'Lo Shach Lo Yomu Lo Yomu Shu Bepichu. It's a Divrei Torah, and therefore you can say Lo Yomu Shu Bepichu. I would mean Dvar Moim. You can say it constantly the whole time. Of course, Zechiv Mamish. How can the Mishmu say that we can't say Lo Yomu Shu Bepichu? It sounds like Mishmu also holds no Chiv Antishmov to learn Torah. He's quoting the words of the Torah. On the other side, there are Cholkim on this Mahalach, the Archaneh, when he quotes a Mitzvah in Sukkah, and he says that Mitzvah is, what does mean Chutz Mitzvah? He answers, what does mean Chutz Mitzvah? Dvar Moroim. They have a Chiflun, Dvar Moroim. There's a Chiflun every single day. The Seichemun, when he quotes Meritat, and the Meritat says that I hakna the Rabbanim of Vatala say the Reis of Talmud Torah, Seichemun answers, what does mean Dvar Moroim? You have a Chiflun, call second every minute. Shmuel Aleka, when he quotes the Goyim, he wants to say also, Avadi have a Chivach Zatoyah, because you have Dvar Moroim, and even when it sounds like it's a Chiv Mamash Dvar Moroim, and that's what the Kuntras Marakoyim brings down, Rabbi Asher passes the Chiv Talmud Torah, the Vyatze passes in that way, Yabi Oimer, the Yalki Yosef. Then they reveal in his first print, he passes in his Mutter, in the second print, he changes his mind that there's a Chiv Talmud Torah. The Maestas Machlogi, the Paiskim, exactly, the Rishonim certainly seems one way that there's no Chiv on Tisha B'Av Talmud Torah. However, the La Paiskim seem to hold is a Chiv. Now, besides the Chiv, said no Chiv, about the person should learn Torah, about it should not waste his day, about it's his day that the person should use correctly. So, what should a person learn on Tisha B'Av? What chelik is motive him to learn? So just go through the things in Yonam that is mutter. First learn Eicha and Purushim, it's before Shulchan Aruch Chabad that it's mutter to learn Eicha. You read Eicha, you can understand it. You can take a Kindesim of Vueres and understand what you're reading on our scroll. Second thing you can read is the Mechab brings down Dvar Meroim from Yirmiyah. Anything that's bad in Yirmiyah is allowed to. The Necham think that that consoles a person, not allowed to, but Dvar Meroim is mutter. The Shavuot said Dvar Meroim, it's after Roim to Klai Yisrael. However, Dvar Meroim to Goyim is not mutter. So, meaning, for example, make practical, September 11th is Dvar Meroim to Goyim, before that would be Osir. However, if you're doing it to more people, then they should realize they're in Golus, that would be mutter, because that's as Dech Musa Shavuot be mutter. But as some, there's no Indian to speak about bad things about Goyim. It's not Nechlan Torah, but there's no point speaking about bad things happening to Goyim, unless it's to give Musa people to realize they're in Golus. Sorry? It depends how you say, yeah, but usually we say it over, no one says it that way. If you say, oh, the 10 people die, the 50 people, in Echanami. Yeah, if you say it that way, yeah, in Echanami. No, Bethan is no issa at all, because not Torah, the only issa is Torah Shemoy, but there's no Milo in saying Vomeroim about going on Tishabov. The third thing that's Mutter is Eiv and Purusha, the Mechavah says, and Alun Eiv and his Mepharshim to understand that what happened to Eiv to Osam Ora person. A fourth thing the Gemara says, to learn the kindness is mutter. A fifth thing is the parak emagalchim, the third parak emaykotin is mutter. When the third parak is mutter, the farshim say it means dafka, the avelis chelik part, the avelis, or who are then the chelik of nidor chayim, putting person in the chayim is mutter. However, the chelik of luni chalamoid, the river of Ephraim says that's also. To learn the Gemara in Gittin, the Mehemah base of Dachnun Ches, comes by comes to the Chorban over there, aside the Chorban of Yerushalayim, Beitel, all the Gemaras over there. The meaning is that people do learn it. I think it's the main sugi that everyone learns on the Tisha B'Av, and that Avad is Mutter. The Gemara is the Nejim, Daf Kav Dalet, and Tzadik Vav, Tzadik Zayin is Mutter. To read about the history, about what happened by the Chorban, so Mishabur brings down liquids with Chorban, and this could be just be Yosifun. To read about Josephus is Mutter also. So Lachur, Nichol, and that Lachur, what about the Holocaust? A lot of read about the Holocaust during the on Tisha B'Av itself. So in Svar, you'd say, La Daf Kav the Chorban of Tisha B'Av of the Beis HaMikdash, Lachur the Chorban of Klai Yisrael, and the reason why we had the Holocaust was because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The Chorban should be Mutter. Even though in Aleil Yibol, he is of Shom Zalman, if to read the Holocaust is Mutter, and he says, what? So maybe Mesiach Das from Avelis. But this is the Mesiach Das. So he told the person back that Noshim allowed to read about the Holocaust. So the person who writes the Sefer himself says he doesn't understand why. First of all, Shabbat Zalman is the one who holds no chiyuv of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, so why should men be different than women? And Void, why Dafka L'chor is some other person, not sure why. Again, so I don't understand why either. L'chor, I'm sorry, I hear it was once... What? No, but yeah, why? There's also some other... Whatever is more, it's safe also, it's very hard to say it's also. I know if one of the speakers in the Rav Yerushalayim usually is a person, a Holocaust survivor, and he speaks every year. And that's probably more the people there more than all of the speakers. Of Alashki speaks there, and anyone speaks there, he's more and more. Speaks about the Holocaust, speaks about the yeshivas that were there before, and what he lived and what he went through. Speaks about the yeshiva, that's more and more. I said the Chorban, the Chorban, it's all chelik of Galus. The Chorban should be mutter. So Beta might be Enechlami, but Beta, first of all, no one said clearly Beta is Mutter. I didn't see anyone say clearly, even though Ravida writes the Daftim Ches, which is a sugi of Beta also. But also Beta could be a chelik that is the soif of Yerushalayim. I mean, that was the ending. That was the end of the Chorban. What? One of the. Yeah, it happened on Tisha B'Av. She also. Yeah, but he, was only. I hear Enechlami. The punishment they got. So Torah is mutter again. Torah is mutter. Maybe this is not tomorrow. They got punished. But it's tomorrow. Another thing they bring down. The ninth thing they bring down. The Yishami, the end of Tainus, also talks about the Chorban. The Kitzur Chanarach says mutter. What about the learning Hilchos Avelis and Hilchos Tisha B'Av? So I see in the Kitzur they bring down Hilchos Avelis and Hilchos Tisha B'Av is mutter. Even though I don't see it in Shacharach or the Nice Kalim. And they bring it down by Avelis, but in Oval, he himself is Lalun Hilchos Avelis. Now what Chilak Lalun? Lalun, the whole Avelis, whole Tisha B'Av, what's only negated to you? So the Ritva Moikotim by an Oval says, the only Lalun things are negated are Lachal Maiso. Some to learn things are not negated, he says it's also.
To make it...
Bad. No, there's Dvar Meroim, and there's Hilchos Avelis in Tisha B'Av. That's not Dvar Meroim. We'll see. Who said Dvar Meroim? Pashas, the Ritva is learning that Avelis and Tisha B'Av, the Lochis, is not Dvar Meroim. Is this still in the Lochis? Well, even if it's Dvar Maroyim, it could be he holds no heter by an oval to learn Dvar Maroyim. The Magid, they want to say, he holds that an oval can learn Dvar Maroyim, Masha Inkin, on Tisha B'Av, he can. Over there, Rav Yoh, he learns in Hilchos Avelis, on page 547, he learns that the halacha, the Hilchos Tisha B'Av and Hilchos Avelis is Nichlon Dvar Maroyim. The whole heter of learning Avelis Tisha B'Av, when you learn it, these are bad things, and there's no simcha b'Esma, because you understand what Avelis is, you understand what Tisha B'Av is, that's Nichlon Dvar Maroyim. If it's Nichlon Dvar Maroyim, Mechush, there'll be no chilek. What chilek of Avelis you're learning, what chilek of Tisha B'Av you're learning. Therefore, when the Likud Svarim bring down that you are allowed to learn Hilchos Avelis Tisha B'Av, they're not machalik, what chilek. They sound like you're allowed to learn the whole thing, from beginning till end. According to Rav Yoh, it's very good, because Be'etzem, the whole Avelis and Hilchos Tisha B'Av are Dvar Maroyim, and Dvar Maroyim are Mutter. And that will take away the simcha of learning Torah from it. And another thing, 11th thing that a person can speak about is Musa. The person will learn Musa, take him to the Shorim, take his Shayat Shuvah. So, Chaim Knievsky is brought down in River Sefraim. He wrote to River Sefraim and says, you only learn Musa without the Pesukim, without the Mamori Chazal. Because that Be'etzim is Torah. And it's not the Mamoriim. However, the Pesukim, afterward, after him, they bring down the Meiri. The Meiri says the whole reason why Dvar Maroyim Amotur is to order a person to do Tshuva and to Meshabbas Alev. Therefore, the person can say any Musa Sefer is Motur. It's brought down in the Yabia Oimer, Natak Abir, Rivas Ephraim, and Chalikei, Augsburg, Chaim Knievsky, and all this. They say that Musa, any Musa is Motur, because the whole point of Dvar Maroyim is to order a person. Therefore, we should make no Chilik whether it has Psukim or no Psukim in it. Therefore, to learn a Mesil Sham is Motur. Another thing they bring down, which I don't understand why, but the Nachas Rabbeinu says that the Chaznis held you allow read Seder Adoris, Shema Gedolim, and Sifrei Tzadikim. Now read history about Gedolim or Tzadikim or Seder Adoris, this from the Chidah or different Svarim. Chud, they don't say it's Tafi the Chelik of Dvar Maroyim. It sounds like you allow learn history at all, totally. So maybe Sifrei Tzadikim I can understand, because maybe it's more a person to chew for. But the Shema Gedolim, the time the history of Gedolim, to know when the Gedolim lived and what happened with them, what's the mile in that? Yeah, but it's not more a person. We know people come and die. It's Metzias. I don't think it's more when you read the same Shema Gedolim. What? So I thought maybe what you were saying, maybe that's the Isser and Torah. Torah is the Smech a person. Learning history is not Torah. Learning history is not Torah. What? But I kashin and mimasech das. So things that have a ta'elis, there's a point for it. At least a person should know the history of what's going on in Klai Yisrael. Go down on Shabbos, you allow to learn history. The Chofetz Chaim brings down the Siman Shin Zayin. The person is allowed to learn history. There's a ta'elis. There's a point in it. So to stam mimasech das, do work. There's no point. But however, do something that is not Torah. But is it ta'elis in it? Maybe it's mutter to know the history about Klai Yisrael. Is kedai to know that. Then the Sivis of Kivagan and Sam Seifel all died one year after another, and to know that Mamash lived at the same time, that's Kedai. What? I don't know any other Pshat. Why it should be Mutter. I'm only saying why maybe it should be Mutter. They bring it down. This is, I saw quite like Mori, Chomas Yisrael. They bring it down, I'm not sure. And Svara, I say no. If they would ask me, I'd say no. But maybe this is a Svara to say why saying it's Mutter, because it is something to do with Judaism, and there is a Te'elis in it, and maybe, and it's not Mesamech a person, therefore maybe it's Mutter. Maybe that's the reason why they say it's Mutter. Anything that's more a person to do Tshuva. Nefesh HaChayim depends what parts. A lot of parts are not going to be Ma'ariv. Some is. A lot of it, some of it is going to be Ma'ariv person. I don't know. The Svarim don't say exactly what Sefer they're talking about. I'm not sure. Most of the Svarim. Shemesh HaLashon, you want to Chofetz Chaim is I don't know. Moshe Lashon is Musa, and the Chofetz Chaim, I know, and the Chaim Berlin, if you learn Chofetz Chaim and doing Musa, they're bound to yell at you. It's not Musa Sefer. I don't know. I can't answer that, I'm sorry. Don't know. You can't learn Chofetz Chaim. Why? It's a halacha. Oh, yeah, the hell is a halacha. Shemesh Loshen is Tshuva Batsim, Lachur is Bimusar. He said the Chofetz Chaim, Nissen said his also. The Lachas, Nissen Kaplan said that the Chofetz Chaim is also, no, Chofetz Chaim I hear because it's not Musa at all. The whole thing is Mamash Halacha. Kud Hashem, Yeshua, Masam Chalev. I, in the calendar, they have it in one of those days. I don't know.
At night,
the next day already. They have a whole 24 hours. It goes night, day by day. They're just cashing the calendar. Fine. Another halacha that's more to, what about writing Torah? Let's say a person, when he learns, and also a thought came into his head, shouldn't think about the Chedusha Torah, but let's say a Chedusha Torah came into his head. So Bishop Shlomo Kluger writes, and talking from the knowledge, even though here is mutter, but something popped in your head, you have no chiv to get rid of it right away. No, if it's there, fine. I really is mutter. However, only the kviyas is also. So now you have this Chedusha Torah, you're allowed to write it or not. The stamp, to do malacha on Tish B'Av itself, at least till Chatzos, so he says, now do any malacha. Malacha is not allowed to be done. It says in Tav V'Ramah, in Tav Kuf, and Dalad at the end, I can't do any malacha till Chatzos. However, things that take no time, for example, putting on a light, you're allowed to, or tie your shoes, to not something. Things that take no time is mutter. Things that take time is also smesiach das mavelis. You cannot do a malacha on Tish B'Av. So what about writing? Oh. So what about, there is a svar, once mesiach das mavelis, there is a svar. But as writing, sorry?
It's
Mesiach Das also, yeah, it should be, but that the cases are that says Malach is also, and putting on lights and tying your shoes and motor. Those take no time. Sounds like Mamash the Malach of Shabbos, even though Lachur, the Sfar should be anything Mesiach Das. What about writing? So let's say you can write something, so the Mishabur brings down Machloikis and Ksiva, the Eli Rabbah says, to write is motor, and the Mati Yehuda brings down Ksiva's Mamash like Chalamoid. He said the Lachur like Chalamoid. So therefore, writing Torah, on Chalamoid, everyone holds its mutter, Dava Ovid. Chalamoid Dava Ovid is mutter. Therefore, to write Torah mitzad malacha is mutter, either according to Ksiva's mutter, or it's Nechal Chalamoid, and Dava Ovid is mutter. However, writing Torah al Simcha, is that mutter or not? Again, al Malacha is mutter. Al Simcha is in the Shai Tshuva, it's also. Are you going to forget it? He says that one day you won't forget. One day, till the night, you can wait. On Chalamoid, you have a couple of days, you're going to forget, but one day you won't forget. However, there are Paiskim who disagree and say that one day you won't forget. And you should write down the Rosh HaPrakim. You don't write the whole shtickle down, but you have a head to write down Rosh HaPrakim. You should not learn the Torah. So Lechura, which the Lacha should be, it depends on every person. If you, one Machshava came to your mind, one Machshava you won't forget, and you know yourself you won't forget. However, all of a sudden you have like 10 different thoughts, and you remember them all till tonight, usually it doesn't happen. Lechura, and even the Shai Tshuva, we must be allowed to write it down. The only reason he's answering, he says you won't forget. But if you know you're going to forget, or usually you'll forget, Lechura, everyone will agree, you're allowed to write it down, the Rosh HaProkim, so you should not forget it. One other thing you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av is the end of the Gemara in Tainus about the Lachs of Tisha B'Av and Leila Yibol, even though the Pesukim don't bring it down, but the Leila Yibol says, the Shlomo Zalman says, the Gemara of Tainus, in Gemara Tainus, about Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to learn it. And those are 14 different things you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. All the things, even the Ram Aroyim, what the Ellis, like Ksiva B'Motor. What about when you learn, how you're allowed to learn? So, even though there are a lot of Makilim, but at least the Mishabur, he writes very clearly, when you learn, the Allah Machabah says you can't learn Behirur. Mishabur says here means you cannot think of anything Gavachomer, you can only learn Napdech, Pilpul, only Pashup Pshat. You should not have a Kush of a Teretz, it's not go back and forth. The person should learn a simple Pashup Pshat, without a Kash of a Teretz, just read up and to know that. Take the comments about Kapsa. Just read it up, understand the story. Not to have a Kash and Teres, not to think about it. Poshim Shah is Mutter. More than that, the Lechur for the Mishmur should be Yasser. The Ar Makilim, no common people give Shurim even on Tisha B'Av, and they speak very deep, Lomdis, they learn different things, whether it's morale or other stuff. It's brought down the Mechan Knievsky said, the Chasnish Shimamish Lund Be'ion. The Ar Makilim, Lechur, if you don't need to be Makil, and you can learn the Dvama Roim, simple and Poshim, Lechur, you should do that. If you want to be Mekel, you have to ask somebody if you should be Mekel or not. But the essence of Mishmur says very clearly, the law is that only Pashut simple Pshat is Mutter, and more than that is going to make a person, oh, Bishmach, I have good Teretz, I have good Pshat. Look, that should be also. What about living with the Chavrusa, the Mishmur? Be'in is Mutter? Chaim Knievsky, the Karela Yibo, brings down the Chaz Nishi, Lund Be'in, Be'chavrusa. Chaim Knievsky writes that you're allowed to. He's saying from my Sarav. And could be a story in Chomus Yisrael also brings it down for somebody. No, but Maaser Rav, common Maaser Rav over the Doris.
So you have to ask a question.
What?
What?
No, just read it. What the story is, but not ask a question.
Read it. What do you mean? You don't know what it's talking about.
No, that's Parshat Pshat. The Parsha Pshat, and then there's Tifer, and then there's Tifer, and there's Tifer. The question you keep for later. No, there's Parsha Pshat, and then there's more. You learn Bekiyas, and you learn Be'ian, right? There's the Bekiyas Seder, and there's the Ian Seder. Bekiyas is much leichter than Ian. Okay, well, Loshes Loidech, Pilpul, only Parsha. Whatever Parsha. The Leila Yibol, I think, of Shlomo Zalman says, you could read the Rishonim, yeah, but not to work on the Rishonim. Even though the Rishonim al Chora are Kasha and Teretz, like with Tois and the Kasha and Teretz, the Tois is here, Rashi, yeah. To read it up, that's not I have a good pshat. This time I read it and I see what it says. Lumim b'chavrusa, the Mishbura, goes to the Mahalach of Mogad Avram and says, L'chor b'chavrusa is also. However, again, there, Mr. Karel, it's Chaim Knievsky, and the common place can say b'chavrusa is mutter, and we see a lot of people do learn b'chavrusa. To give a shiur, to stam, to say sipurim ba'alma, that Mishbura says everyone agrees it's mutter. L'shava alev is l'chor mutter. Now, again, so learning Torah is also. Dvar Maroim is mutter. What about davening? Davening, we say a lot of things that are chelik of tefillah, and also there happen to be also chelikim Torah. Is it mutter or not? So the Mechaber writes, the Ramban, mutter likus kol seida hayoyim. He allowed to read seida hayoyim. Seida hayoyim is mutter. Seida hayoyim, whatever is in the seder. What is seida hayoyim? Who is the machlokes? Exactly, what is nichol in the get of seida hayoyim? The marshal. Let's say in the morning, there's the akedah. Is the Pasha Akeda Nichol and Seida Yoim? And Simon Aleph says, hey, the Mechaber says, Toyu Loima, it's good to say Pasha Akeda, the Chatz Oshem, is Pasha Akeda Nichol and Seida Yoim. So the Choshulchan writes, in Tokuf and Dalts of Kon Vov, that Seida Yoim means anything that's printed in the Siddur. Whether it's something you have to say, whether it's something you should say, something that's good to say, everything in the Siddur, that's Seida Yoim. Anything that's printed, that means he writes clearly, Kamoik, Pasha Akeda, Pasha Akeda's mutter. It could not be anything. From Maidani straight on across. Mishabura was, he says that just like he brings down the Ramah that says he can't say Peter Makdoris, Koshkin, Shein Loim is Seda Kabonis, are called to save Simon Aleph. Can't say the Kabonis which is in Simon Aleph, which is what? If you've got him explains, that means this same thing, the same Sif Aleph, Sif Hei, can't say the Akeda, can't say Chatzis, can't say Oshem, these things you can't say. We have Machloikis, Mishabura and Achashulchan, the basic Machloikis, what is Nichol in the Ged of Derech Hayim? Is Derech Hayim things that you have to say? That's the Mishabura seems to say. Anything that you mitzuva to say, the whole Pesuk, the Zimra, so a person has to say unless he comes late, but that's a chiv to say Be'etzem. Or is the Gedah of Derech Hayim anything that's part of davening, what you should say? And the Aruch HaShulchan says that Kedah is something you should say, Echanami, you're allowed to say it. Oh, so Tomlin, the Mechavah said clearly, the Pasha Kavon, or Ezim Mekoyimin, or Medeshev Shmuel, he said the Vada that you're allowed to say. Why? Because those things you look in Simenun is a chiv to say. In the Torah, maybe not, but what's Kabonis? Mishmur says Kabonis means Tomid. Doesn't mean although, doesn't mean Chatz and Oshem. Means Nafka Tomid. Tomid Yavachiv, and Ezim Mekoyim Yavachiv, and the Bryce of Mishmur Yavachiv. That work is again, that is a Chiyah Be'etzem. That, everyone agrees. Things that just Toiv Loima, like a Kedah Chatz and Oshem, that Chashulchan says, yeah. And which, I don't know, the look at the Kinesim, they all seem to pass on like the Chashulchan. They could all print all the kabbalists before they print. However, the Mishabura, the Chaim Kievsky Paskins, the Ravida Paskins, the Dafka, whatever is the Chiv to say, and however things are not Chiv to say, are not, you have no right to say, the Smecha person.
The only reason why people don't say it every day.
Because you're learning Torah. It's transitional. But you learn Dvar Maroim. Yeah, that could be, but even if you have a Chiv to learn Dvar Maroim, but still, there's a chiv to say it. You can pat your chiv through something else. Therefore, it could be the Mishmur agrees, you're not saying it anyway.
No, but
everyone should.
Everyone should
say it.
Even
yeah. Again, Mechaber says you do say it, but even if you want to ask a kasha.
Okay, even those
who don't say it, well, yeah. But well, it depends. If you're saying Dvar Maroim, why? If you say Dvar Maroim, you're Mekayim Torah anyway. If you're saying Dvar Maroim. You can part to your chiv, but that's your chiv to say it. Part your chiv with something else. Lashing in the Akedah, there's no chiv at all. Never was a chiv, never will be a chiv. It's a toiv loimah. It's a good thing to say. Loshem chav a toiv loimah. What? Oh, well, we'll get to. No, the Batom is a chiv. No, that's why don't say that. I doubt it. Everyone says Tom is a chiyum mamish. I doubt it. Fine. So let's go. So first, let's go in the order. Let's say first Friday night, you start off davening, berachum, and go through the whole thing. So at night, you say Krishma, Krishma Alamito. What chel of Krishma Alamito are you allowed to say or not? So l'chura, l'fi the Mishnah Brura, the chiv of Krishma Alamito is best in the first parasha of our Mapil. That's what he said, l'chol apov, you say in Simon Reish Lamites. More than that, you should say at Mazikim, with Mechab brings down, but more than that, there is no chiv. Therefore, Chaim Knievsky, he paskins, that what she say on Tishba of a night, goes with Mahalf and the Shabura, and he says, on Tishba of a night, you say only say first Pasha Kriyashma, and you say Vamachal, and more than that, why? Because again, more than that, it's not Etzim Achiv, it's not Achiv. However, according to Aruch HaShulchan, L'chor, you can say everything, that's how the River Tzefraim paskins, and all there's also paskin, they say you can say anything, because you're saying Al Mazikim, or you're saying Al Shmira, they can say anything you want, not like a real paskin that way. This in between Shita, this is Kirelitz, not sure where he got it from, but he says you can say whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says to say Shema and whatever the different sukkim for Shmira. However, he says you can't say the second Pasha Shema, third Pasha Shema, or any asafas that you have in the Siddur that's not printed in Shulchan Aruch, that you can't say. Probably he learns that everything is printed in Shulchan Aruch, as mazikim, that is also the nichlan nechelik of Seder Hayyin. So we have three Shita by Kriyashma. Either Luchud the Das on the Shabura, which Chaim Kanievsky says is Shema and only a Mapel. Then you have the river Tzfaim Nitak Avil, Chugun, the Achashulchan's Mahalach, and that you can say everything across the board. And then you have this Kirel, it's only what says in Shulchan Aruch, and more than that, not. In the morning, so again, in the morning, what exactly to say? According to Achashulchan, you say everything. So first of all, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha El Advarim, that's all a tekonah that you should say it after Yivarecha Saperah. So the tekonah that person should say it, not Stamma Toivloim, not Ladaf, you have to say it. There's a tekonah to say it. Therefore, everyone agrees you're allowed to say it.
Why can't you say, like, couple to the
Meir and some come to the camp for the third? You can't, but the tekonah was to say Yivarecha. You can take care of the tekonah a different way. Look at the same thing. You can claim the tekonah through a different way. The tekonah was Yivarecha El Advarim to say afterwards.
So that would be
fine as my pleasure? No, look what everyone agrees you can say it. Because that, again, it wasn't Sam Toyu Loma. This is what you should say. You can kind of do something else. What you should say, that's Seyda Ayyun. That's the Seyda Ayyun. Seyda Ayyun is Mutter. What about putting on the Tefillin? In the afternoon, you put on Tefillin, and there are two Pashas beforehand, two Pashas afterwards. And what about, let's say, the Pasuk in. And let's say Shmon Esrei, the end of the Shmon Esrei, people say the name, the Shmir Shalosh and the Chavetz Chaim exam, the end of Shmon Esrei, you say your Pasuk. You say your name that starts off with your first initial, last initial, like Yisrael, Yemin Hashem, Yemimu. Same thing you say during Shmon Esrei or not. So again, let's say Tefillin. First Tefillin, the Mishabur says, L'chor L'shtasa, he writes in the Simon Tovkov Nun Dalet, Tovkov Nun Hei, the person should not say the Abba Parshias. Or even the two Pashas, two of them we say anyway. The Shabu writes near. What? No, but he said Shema earlier. So he doesn't say it over. Even though others say it over with Tefillin, Chorbi might be telling this Machlokes, might not be. They might have a Chiv else, you shouldn't say Edis, right? Edis Sheker. Might be a Chiv, Betzim. But the Mishabu says, to say the Pashas before, and the Chayim Pashas Kaddish, he said, you should not read it. He even said Pashas Kriyashma. Shloi Likos after Pashas Kriyashma, V'chein Pashas Kaddish. Not read it. Why? Because those are not a thing to say. Mishavur Simcha Fei says to say the Pashas is a minig yofa. He passes the rak a minig yofa. Even though the Bach says V'yishnoigim, he says a minig yofa. Minig yofa. So Mishavur shouldn't say it. However, the place can argue. Then goes Malach L'Aruch HaShulchan and say, and the Enoch Laman, they do say, they should say the Pashas of Tefillin. Why? Because again, it's a minig yofa, or maybe they hold like the Bach, it's more of a chiv, and therefore they say you should say the four Pashas of Tefillin, or the two Pashas, the Kavachayim brings Cholk on the Mishnah, and others argue on Mishnah Berurah. The Pasuk of, let's say, when you put on Tefillin, Pasuk at the end of Shemot Esrei, you should say it or not. So there, River Sefraim, he goes with his Mahalach, they allow to say anything that's say that Tefillah brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says you should say the Pasuk of your name. L'chukun the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Shemot Esrei, you should not say the Pasuk of your name. Who should be also telling this Machlokes? What about you say V'rasich L'Olam, or the Mayokur, or Baruch Hinafshi, when you put in your Talis or your Tefillin? So there, you would say L'chukun is the same Machlokes. However, Chaim Kanievsky writes, it's written in Koyel HaMoed, B'Shemim, that he holds you are allowed to say these things. You are allowed to. I Maisel Chur is not a chiyuv. So I looked in Elias Leo in the Siddur, and he writes, with Makor to say these things, Mayoko Baruchi Nafshi Verastacho, he said these are different Takonis, either from the Rakeach, or the Takonah from Moran Shapiro, or the Takonah from the Moran Ash. These are Takonis. The Takonis, again, according to Mishnah Berurah, would be Mutter, could be Etzim, is to say that feel that a person should say. The Takonis say that feel is Mutter, Toiv Loi Malachur is not Mutter. He said, yeah, Verastacho Baruchi Nafshi and Mayoko, these things he said to say.
Well, Kaddish
or Kaddish
is
not. The Kaddish Mishpus is not to say.
And then, no,
I didn't see him say anything about that, I don't think. Again, Kaddish Mishpus is not to, but of course, it's the con to say it. Whether you say it or not, but that was Masakin to say it, that's Nichol and Seidayim. There wasn't the con to say it. Mishpus says you should say. Tell your boy, it's good, you will get to Shemayim, won't forget your name, and get to Shemayim. It's a wonderful thing to do, but it's not the con to do it. Yeah, this is not Takana. Misakin. It's a Takana. The Loshin is in the Lisa Leo is a Takana. I tried to find the Sefer, I couldn't find any of these phones that he was quoting to see if it's a Takana Mamish, not Takana Mamish. So, either that or it's a Kinam Chayim Vinyatsky, why he's Mechal between different cases. Why Mapal known this year. Fine. What about Animamim or the Eshes Chirus? Can you say it? Fulchur Animamim is not Torah at all. It's some Animamim, I believe in Kosh Baruch, Fulchur, that's Mutter, the place coming down, Animamim is Mutter. What about the Eshes Chirus? So there, Chaim Kanievsky says, a lot of Eschir is Mutter, but don't say the Pesukim. Just say, you remember you went on Mitzrayim, that you see the Torah, Kabbal Torah Har Sinai, and the Maisamim, and the Moloch, and the Eagle. Those are the six of them. Just say them straight out. We come to Eschir without saying the Torah. I'm sorry? Kodnach HaShulchan, everything would be, Pasha, everything would be Mutter. Anything is printed. Some have it printed, and some say even you have to say it even. Okay. I have. But just say anyway. Some are saying the as it's scripture, I'm saying the psukim anyway. It's more to you're not saying Torah, but I'm just saying you can't even see what. You, what? I'm a kaim mitzvah. I'm bringing a mitzvah. I'm remembering a malik, remembering Yitzchak Mitzrayim and the eagle and the mon. And Bilam and Balak and the what? Sorry? Why aren't you? The Animam is Luchur Natar. Luchur. The thing I believe is Eilal Lur Moser, right? The Rambam might say, but you're not saying the Rambam, not learning the Rambam, you're saying Animam. You can't say, I believe. Even the Kodesh Baruch Hu, believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. No. Okay. What about, so again, so for Dvom Aroyim Yav Heter, for Seda Yom Yav Heter. What about saying Tehillim? Of course, Tehillim is not Seda Yom. Tehillim is not Dvom Aroyim. Is there a Heter for Tehillim? So the Mishavu brings down, and Mishavui says that Tehillim is Mutter from Minchon onwards. Why? Because it's not Torah, it's Derech Bakosha. You're saying it. Derech Bakosha, and Shaitzin brings down the Cholkim Derech Chaim and says you can't say Tilim. But the Mishpura sounds like Be'etzim you aren't allowed to say Tilim because Derech Bakosha. So again, we have a third heter of Derech Bakosha. Malacha, what are we passing? So Aleh Leivol Yitzchak Shlomo Zalman. He said Erev Tisha B'Av with the Halacha Yitzchak Katzoyis and onwards, starting tomorrow from Katzoyis and onwards. A person should not learn Torah. The Mishpura says that Mekel, anyone's Mekel should not make a Machah against him. But if either we hold Halacha, a person should not learn regular Torah from Katzoyis and onwards. So for that, he said Tehillim is Mutter, because Tehillim is Be'etzim is not real Torah, it's only Madregan Torah. It's not the Get of Limanah Torah. It's Madregan Torah. So from Chatzos and onwards, Shlomo Zalman says, yeah. However, I'm sorry. We don't know, but the Maisa is still Torah. Is it? Maisa, you're getting the get the schar for Torah. Menachem, get schar for the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi, we say any Torah should be tzav, get schar for it. You get Torah, whether you understand or not, you get the schar for Torah. It is Torah. Oh, so the reason why, what is the heter of these things, the Seidah Yoyim, or the heter of Derech Bakosha, is the Chorad is the whole tzibur of Torah, the Lashon of the Ben Avam Nahad, the tzibur is to learn b'simcha, to get simcha out of it. You might not get simcha out of it because you stand, you space out when you read Tehillim. But the chelik of the mitzvah, the tzibur of the mitzvah is to get simcha out of it. Therefore, we ask an old simcha, unless you don't get not derech simcha, don't get derech bakosha, or it's Seidah Yoyim. But the fact not getting simcha is not enough of a heter, because that's the whole mitzvah is simcha. Simach l'gecha, that's the mitzvah to have simcha. So Leila Yivol says, "Be'etzem on Tisha B'Av you should be machmir," and also the Moshe they bring down, and from Zalman, the Moshe they bring down, and Vosna, they all both say to be machmir, not say tilm. Even you have a seder kavur, say tilm every day. The Moshe says you should not say tilm on Tisha B'Av. However, if Vosna says, "Let's say you have a chayla in front of you, mam shechayla, you need to say tilm." Then it's dech b'kosher be mekel and be semechal meshibua and be mekel. So just so the basic force it says chayla. Well, the churban you magish more. People go because they magish more. If you magish the veil is full, well, you should go. Usually, it gets very hot there, so I know it's kedai. Sorry. It's very hot there in general. Sorry. It's not. People say not to go to the matzah. I don't know. If they say fine, I don't know. So, I don't know. Mice again, so we mentioned over here that sichel be'etzem anointment is also the timing for refuah's mutter, putting deodorant or moisture on others are mekel, or cholkim. Tulan Torah is also how why at simcha. The machlok is if the chiv lim Torah on Tisha B'Av or stam, there's no chiv, there's a Torah, except you have right to learn v'amaroyim. To learn, when you ever had to learn these things, as Mishbuah said, dafkanach derch, not derch pilpul, not derch kash and teretz, even though there are those who are mekel. To daven the Seder Yom is machlokes mishabu and aruch shulchan. What nichol and Seder Yom, things that stam is printed in Seder, or things that have a chiyuv to say. Also to say Torah b'derech b'kosher, the mishabu seems to be mekel, the shaitzin seems to be cholkim, and the oilim is said to be machmer unless you have a tzarich to say to tilim. If you in certain camps when you're after Tisha B'Av, so it comes chatzos, so like they announce the microphone, 10, 9, 8, 7, and mamash they hit chatzos, they put on the music and they start blasting. Something, I don't know, certain camps that way, for me it seems a little bit missing, you know, we have a velus, we mamash in the oval, tomorrow night's going to be Tisha B'Av, you sit on the floor, when the Rebbe walks in the room, you don't stand up, you don't put a shawl in your lap, mamash real oval. And then the next day, mamash the churban is burning till chatzos, and then just to get up, to be besimcha, something's a little, to me, seems to be something missing. Maisa, it's very hard that it comes out of Tisha B'Av at the end of this man. After also sending out Tisha B'Av, you want to do laundry, you take showers, and you have Benizmanim. Or same thing you have after Yom Kippur, you have Mamash, wonderful Yom Kippur, and you have Benizmanim. So people are tiny, you know, it's much better to have Zman after Yom Kippur, the Zman after Tisha B'Av. Do it for character. It's very hard to build from the Tisha B'Av from the Yom Kippur. So the whole process what a person should do is try, realize is it Ben Ismanim, and yeshiva, they always, I think they tell people to have put in the first Seder, and afterwards, afternoon, they have Kamir, they go on the trips. So the whole process, take a Tisha B'Av and Zavelis, and be Magashu and have Agosha, and set up a Chavusha maybe now or tomorrow when you still have these feelings. I mean, you should have this Agosha that you want to learn, and set up a Chavusha first Seder, and that when you talk with Zerch, that we call this Korelei Moy, the real Moy next year.